The GAA programme with Tom Comack is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Get behind Donegal in 2017 and gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Dave, August Walter, Gigi and Clark, coming, Luke, Class Gale, and a shock to the show. Me, Tom Comack, as always, with you on a Wednesday night. And, well, the focus on hurling tonight, and, well, we've got a couple of interesting people to talk to you in a few moments' time. Of course, the All Ireland finals in the, well, lower tier competitions are on this weekend. The Larry Maher, the Nicky Rackard, and the Christy Ring Cup final. And, of course, big interest up here in the Northwest in that Nicky Rackard Cup final is Derry taking on Armagh in an All-Ulster clash. And we'll hear from the Derry manager, Collie McGurk, in a little while. And, of course, Leitrim are taking on Warwickshire in the Larry Maher Cup final. And it's an Antrim versus Carlow meeting in the Christy Ring Cup final. They're all on Saturday in Croke Park. Always a big day for the lesser counties or the weaker counties. And, of course, big prize for Antrim and Carlow. The winners of that game, the Christy Ring, not only will they be the Christy Ring title holders, but they will also get a crack at the Lee McCarthy Cup. They will qualify for an Ireland qualifier. But we'll maybe talk a little about those later on as well. But the Croke Park Central Control Competitions Committee launched new proposals, new structures for the hurling championship. And of course, there's been much talked about in recent times with the Super 8 in football. It was a feeling that hurling was falling behind. So the CCA have come up with new proposals. They've been out for a while, but they were unveiled officially yesterday in Croke Park. And they will see the Lee McCarthy Cup. That's the senior hurling championship being run off in the two provinces, Leinster and Munster, on a round robin basis, with the counties playing each other at least four times. And there's also a provincial qualifier group. Antrim, Laois, Carlow, Kerry and Westmeath will make up that group. And the one that most interests the most to us up here in the Northwest are both the Christy Ring, the Nicky Rackard, and the Larry Maher Cup. And well, the Christy Ring Cup will see Armagh and Derry, who are meeting in Saturday's final, Down, Kildare, London, Mayo, Meath and Wicklow, all in a group. And there's eight teams in that group, and actually they're going to be divided up into two groups, and each team will play each other once. So that's what, three games, and the two top teams meet in the final. So that's and they are promoted up into the qualifier group for the following season. It's the same format for the Nicky Rackard Cup. Again, you're going to have Donegal, Longford, Louth, Monaghan, Roscommon, Sligo, Tyrone, and either Leitrim or Warwickshire, who are meeting in that Larry Maher Cup final. These are all proposals, and they're proposals for a 3-year trial period starting next year. As I say, they're only proposals. They're going to be discussed on Saturday week in the Central Council, and there may even be a special Congress if they get the approval of Central Council to get them further approved. And it's actually on these new proposals that we're beginning this evening. And earlier this evening, before he headed off to play a game for his club, Setanta, I spoke to the Donegal hurling captain, Danny Cullen, and got his thoughts on the new proposals.
Tell me, what do you make of these new proposals for, especially, I suppose, we'll concentrate first on the Nicky Rackard, obviously, because Donegal are in there with Longford, Louth, Monaghan, Roscommon, Sligo, Tyrone, and either Leitrim or Warwickshire.
Yeah, it's a very similar structure to what's there at the moment now, but I just suppose it's kind of based on a round robin now, and it's on kind of like a knockout section, like. But I think you're guaranteed three games in your group, and then the winner goes through, top of the group goes through to the final, like. So I suppose the only thing that there is, it doesn't really guarantee the best two teams to get to the final, like. It just depends what group you're drawn in, and because there's no semi-finals then, like, you know, just it means if you finish top of your group, you're in the final, whereas you don't want to kind of quality size in the other side of the draw, like. So that's the only kind of real difference now between this and previous kind of structures, like.
Yeah, because you had a semi-final in the old system, or the current system rather than the old system.
Yeah, there's always semi-finals, and sometimes there's quarters there. Depends what route you took now, but yeah, cause that kind of always guaranteed the best two teams would get to the final, because one way you'd always, if you won your two games, you're qualifier for semi-final, and then the other team who won their two games also qualify for semi-final. So it just kind of kept the two strongest teams apart, like, and then the top two teams got to the final, like. So just this way it might be a bit different, because if you draw one of the stronger teams on your side of the group stage, well, you never know what way things could go, like. So
It's not clear, or there's no indication yet. I'm sure they will come up with explain why or how they're going to arrive at the groups, because there's eight teams going to be competing for the Nicky record, and there's what they're going to be divided in four. We're not sure how that's done yet.
Yeah, that's what kind of wrong about here, like with the strongest teams. Like, so I presume they might just go by league structure to that there, like, because it'd be kind of a shame if you had three of the strongest teams on one side of the draw and then maybe three of the weaker teams on the other side, and it doesn't really sell for the best final then, like, but like we'll see. I'm not too sure now what the story is yet, like, but we'll find out down the line now.
And of course, it's the same format for the Christie Ring and for the Laurie Mar. Well, I think the Laurie Mar, there's probably less teams in it, but it's certainly the same format for the Christie Ring as well.
Yeah, it is, yeah. And the Laurie Mar, I think there's only four teams there, so I'm not too sure what structure they have for that. Like, but the only really good thing is you're guaranteed promotion to one team, like, because over the last few years, there's teams that have won it, and then the week after they play in a promotion playoff against a team coming down, like the Christie Ring, or coming down from Nicky Rackard, and you know, it's a bit of an anti-climax because you go out and you win a competition, then you're a week after you're playing again, like, against more opposition, probably the most important game of game promotion, like, so it's good that that's been taken away now, and at least if you won your competition, you're going straight up, like.
And what do you make of the rest of the championship draw? I see the Liam McCarthy Cup is going to be run on a provincial basis, with the provincials Leinster and Munster going to be run on a round robin basis. Does that take the excitement out of it? You know, the knockouts.
Yeah, it probably will to an extent now, because, you know, if you look at the Munster championship there, the reason it's been so strong over the last few years is because teams really pride it and teams really value it, like, because if you get your Munster final, you're guaranteed an All-Ireland quarter final, or you're guaranteed a semi final, like, so I think, you know, that's probably the easiest way you're getting to your All-Ireland final, like, so I think now the way the kind of group stage is, like, you know, it might not have that same emphasis in each game, like, so it might be teams try to take the foot of the pedal for some games, or teams might be taking games as seriously they probably wouldn't at the minute, like, but then again, look, at least there's going to be more games, like, and that's kind of the best thing too, like, because, like, the more, like, you can see now with the football restructure, like, it's all about getting more games, like, and Hurling's probably have to go follow the same route as well, like, so.
Yeah. And obviously it's going to be important to find out what time of the year they're going to propose running it. I felt over the last couple of years, or the current system, is that they probably play the Nicky Rackard and the Laurie Mar and the Christie Ring far too early. And as we see, we have the final on Saturday between Derry and Armagh. We'll talk about that in a minute. But, you know, I think there's a sense maybe that it's kind of rushed off.
Yeah, no, there will be that sense now, in fairness, like, because, you know, your hurling could be over at the end of May, like, and that's really when the kind of summer season starts, like, that's when everyone wants to be hurling, like. But, you know, I think on the other hand then too, like, because your county season is over, then everyone kind of concentrates on the club, like, so you kind of get, I think, two separate seasons of your county between January and May time, and then you got your club then from June, July and August, like. But there's positive and negatives, like, because, you know, within a day, every hurling wants to play in their county come June, July and August, like, but and at the same time then, at least you can put all your attention to the club. So for me, it's kind of hard to know which is best, like, because if you were playing into the summer months of your county, like, you mightn't really get the same emphasis for your club, and it's unfair to end players as well too, so.
Yeah, we see the difficulties that's happening with football, but I think, you know, in fairness, hurling probably needs fine weather and dry pitches and a dry sod even more so than football. I think it's really a summer game.
Yeah, I know it is, yeah, like, and that's when you want to be hurling, like, so, but it's just, like I can say, like, it's hard to know which is best, like, but I suppose maybe if they push it back even to the start of July there and have your finals then, you know, at least that way you're getting the whole of June in good conditions, like, to be playing hurling, like, and, you know, it just makes that there, it can be a very short season for some teams, like, because, you know, as I say, it's over at the end of April or May for you, like, whereas, you know, some other teams, if you run on to June, July, like, at least then you're getting a good 5 or 6 months out of your whole county season, like.
And I know you would have ambitions early in the season, and it was looking as if Donegal were going to be contenders for the Nicky Rackard. It didn't work out that way. It's now Derry and Armagh on Saturday.
Yeah, no, for us personally, it was very disappointing now, because we even started Nicky Rackard, we had a good one against Armagh, and then just everything just fell apart, like, so it's kind of hard to put a reason on that. But look, it happened now, and we just got to get on with it and try to learn from it for next year now. But like, it should be a good now final on Saturday too, because two very good teams, like, and I'm looking forward to now to watching them TG Car, like, so should see how it pans out.
And what do you make of them? Derry probably would be maybe looked a little bit, certainly traditionally, maybe a little stronger than Armagh.
Yeah, like down through the years, yeah, Derry are always the stronger of the both, like, because you know, they're one of their senior champions back in the 2000s there, like, and you know, they're always a real good club structure and club championship, like, so they will be stronger now. But at the same time, I'd say Armagh will always fancy their chances now, because you have to remember that Armagh played a higher division this year in the league. They were Division 2A, where Derry were 2B. But at the same time, then you look at the quality in Derry, you look at the quality in Armagh, and just be close. But I think Derry is just about nick it, to be honest now.
And what are you up to for the summer? I know you're off to Targavahi tonight for a game playing in the Thorn League.
Yeah, I'm with the club now tonight now. So just as I said, like all our June, July, and August now, it's like every club hurling Donegal now, it's all concentrating in your home club, like, so which is a good thing in a way, because you're playing, if you get enough games for your club, you should have plenty of hurling, like, but we just look forward to tonight now and get a few more games, and then look forward to the championship starts in July.
Danny, thanks for joining us, and shall we talk to you again soon, maybe?
Okay, no problem.
Danny Cullen speaking to me earlier this evening before he headed away to play that hurling game in Garvahi in that Ulster Hurling Thorn League. Satanta were playing Castleblaney Fox in that Division 2 game this evening. Not sure how it finished, but it's probably just over about now. But certainly interesting thoughts there of Danny Cullen on those new proposals for the restructuring of the All-Ireland Senior Hurling Championship. There's also proposed changes for the All-Ireland Under-21 Championship. Galway and the Ulster teams of sufficient strength to be accommodated in Leinster. But as I mentioned earlier on, Derry are in the Nicky Rackard Cup final on Saturday as well. They're playing Armagh. That game's at 3 o'clock, and of course Derry normally up in the Christie Ring, but back down in the Nicky Rackard, and Collie McGurk is their manager. I've been speaking to him looking ahead to the game. Well, Collie McGurk, delighted you could join us tonight ahead of the Nicky Rackard Cup final, and I'm sure Derry looking forward to it.
Yes, we certainly are. It's not often our hurling teams get to Croke Park, so the fellas are really looking forward to it.
Yeah. And Nicky Rackard, how high on the agenda, how high in the ambitions for the year was it when you set out at the start of the year? This is your first year?
It wasn't on our agenda initially. We wanted to stabilise our position in Division 2B, and we had to manage that without the very large Lochneil contingent that's now along with us. But it certainly, we knew that come the end of the league that we would be focusing on trying to get through this and get into the final, which thankfully we're there.
Yeah, and you did succeed in stabilising your position or holding your position in 2B.
We did. We had a good rattle at Meath, down in Meath, and it was a very competitive game, and we went in 23 minutes in the second half, a point up, and unfortunately they lost Kevin Hinfey to our second yellow, and that knocked us back, and we ended up, I think, losing by 9 points, but the score didn't reflect how well we'd hurled that day. We didn't perform at all well against Wicklow, we're down, but the other two games that we needed to win, thankfully we did, away to Mayo and at home to Roscommon, which kept us up and leaves us there for next year.
Yeah, and of course, Derry very much in transition, aren't you, at the moment?
Yes, I would say that we still retain a lot of the players that were in the Christie Ring squad, from Alan Grant, the two Hinfeys, Rory McCluskey, Ashin McCluskey, Daryl McDermott, Sean McCulloch, to name a few, Rory Cambry, Eugene McGuckin. But like, I mean, the bulk of our squad now is young. We've 11 under 21s out of a panel of 36, and that's a good basis for moving forward.
Yeah, and we hear a lot about footballers and the Derry footballers not giving a commitment. What's the commitment like been of the hurlers?
The commitment of the hurling team has been fantastic this past while. We've out of a panel of 36, 30 of them would be dual players with club and or county. Commitment of the two inter-county footballers, Chris McCaig and Brandon Rogers, this past few weeks has been great. And the other fellas equally. Like, there's 10 fellas from Banagher, they all play football for their clubs, and they've been there since you know, late November right through. So I think they deserve credit.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah. And how difficult has it been to keep them all together? And you know, guys, as you said, they're busy schedules between hurling and football.
Well, the management team of Kevin Kelly and Mickey Glover have along with myself have looked at the programmes from both clubs and when the clubs train football, clubs train hurling. There's like a master programme, inter-county football, inter-county hurling, and we've tried to I suppose navigate that maze as best we can, and trying to keep people fresh, and Kevin keeps a lookout for what they've done, and Mickey thankfully has been in charge of most of the hurling drills and the training sessions.
Yeah, so there'll be nights where you wouldn't be dogging fellas and you'd be giving them easier.
Certainly not. A lot of the fellas, the condition that they're in is not a reflection of what we've been doing with them. It's a reflection of their clubs, both football and hurling. Our training sessions have revolved around stick work at pace and doing things right. And Mickey has a great track record in that regard, having trained both Slack Neil and teams in Antrim and Antrim Miners, etc.
Hmm. And you decided to opt out of the Ulster Championship this year?
No, we didn't opt out.
No.
We were relegated last year.
Really, yeah?
Yeah. So we were in the Shield by choice.
All right, okay. So obviously, onto the Nicky record. What you played three games?
Yeah, we played three matches. We played Louth in our first game, and then Longford, and then Monaghan to get through to the final. Now, the first game we were without three or four players, but we've thankfully everybody back since then, and that's I think has been reflected in how we've played.
Yeah, and I think it's probably been reflected in the score lines as well, because you've chalked up big scores.
Yes, we have, the forward lines everybody seems to be able to contribute, you know, score wise. I think the headliners are obviously Brenton. Rogers scored 3-4 against Longford in 40 minutes, and 3-3 against Monaghan in 30 minutes. Aaron Kelly, Brian Casty, Rory Convery, they've all chipped in with plenty of scores, Alan Grant. So it's been good that way, and we're also getting odd score or two from the midfielders. So.
Yeah, and just looking at the first game, as you said, you were short a few players, so that was the closest anybody came to you. That was Louth. Big win, 28 points over Longford, and what, 20 points over Monaghan. I suppose there's two ways you can look at that. You're really, really above the class you're playing in, or maybe it's too easy a game. Some people might like the closer games going into a final.
Yeah, but you can only beat what's in front of you, and you know what was good is the players attacked the games where maybe they could have read into them their easy games, and they attacked them professionally and did what they needed to do, sometimes, as I said, maybe in one of the papers there, there's a wee bit of pressure comes with that too, where you're expected to win well, and that might have been hanging on us a wee bit the day against Louth, but you can't go down to Louth either and just expect to roll them over without they had a couple of fellas from Tipperary playing for them and whatever. They give us a really good game that day.
Yeah, and what about Armagh?
Believe it or not, are definitely the favourites going into this. They've by virtue of how they've played over the past few seasons, they've been in the Ulster final twice and they've beaten Down, who beat us handy enough in the league. They have good forwards, and they're a physical team that is well able to hold its own against the better teams in 2A. During the league season, it will be a very competitive final.
Yeah, and of course there are people that are seeing probably and probably within the county, and probably even you feel it yourself, you need to be up in Christy Ring at least. You know, people would look upon Derry as genuine championship contenders for Ulster and challengers to Antrim and to maybe Down or Armagh, certainly even above Armagh in most people's eyes.
Well, most people probably don't look at the form book well enough. To beat a team of Down's calibre and the players that Down have, Conor Woods and young fan, isn't that there? It takes a bit of doing. Armagh's been able to master that three or four times in the last two seasons. So we know we've a game in our hands Saturday, Sunday week, or Saturday week. And they will know the Derry set up reasonably well. Also, like Gabriel Kane's down there with them, so he'd be well aware of what Derry have.
And what's it like looking forward to playing in Croke Park?
We're delighted to get back there with Derry Hurlers. The fellas are really looking forward to it. You know, the three finals are in the one day. We're in the middle at 3 o'clock, and Antrim and Carlow play after it. So we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah. And of course, quite a few of them would have experience of playing in Croke Park. Certainly.
Yeah, like, I mean, the Strathmead fellas have been there twice in the last three seasons in the football set up. We have 14 fellas from their club involved with us. Even their younger players, Brian Casty and Cormac Doherty, Conor McAllister, they've all had experience of playing there. So the footballers that are in the squad, and I suppose the remainder of the fellas from Dungiven and that, a lot of them have been to Croke Park with the Christy Ring experience. Against Kerry a few seasons back, whenever Tom McLean was in charge.
It's important Derry win this, is it?
Certainly is. We want to get back playing in the Christy Ring next year, for sure. And I know Armagh will feel the same way. This is their third final in the Nicky record, so they'll not want to be coming back with a record of three losses, and that they'll be up for it come.
Look at Collie, the best of luck, and enjoy the day most of all, and hopefully you come out on the right side of the result.
Thank you very much, Tom.
That's Collie McGurk there, manager of the Derry Hurlers, who are taking on Armagh on Saturday in that Nicky Rackard Cup final in Croke Park. It's a 3 o'clock throw-in. It's part of that treble bill. It's a big day for the lower tier teams in the hurling championship. It's Leitrim versus Warwickshire in the opening game in Croke Park on Saturday in the final of the Lorimar Cup. And then on Saturday evening, after the Nicky Rackard Cup final, you have the Christy Ring Cup final, Antrim taking on Carlow, and the prize for the winners of that one, it's a place in the All-Ireland Senior Hurling Championship qualifier. The winners play Laois, in actual fact, in 2 weeks' time. So certainly a big day's hurling, and Derry have won the Nicky Rackard once before, in actual fact. That was back in 2006, 11 years ago. They defeated Donegal in that final. Armagh, as you heard Colin McGurk thing there, have lost the last three finals, but they're are two-time All-Ireland Nicky Rackard Cup champions. In 2010, they defeated London, and 2012, they defeated Louth. So they're going for a third, Derry going for a second. Sure, it'll be an interesting game. Derry probably the slight favourites, having come through against Louth, Longford and Monaghan. But as you heard Colin McGurk saying there, Armagh impressed in Ulster as well. Look, remember, they got through to that Ulster final, defeating Down in something of a shock result in the Ulster Senior Championship, and they had victories over, actually lost their opening game to Donegal, and well beaten by Donegal on that one, 119 to 13 points, but they recovered with wins over Louth, Longford and Tyrone in the semi-final to qualify for the final. So that's a big day. The music in the background tells you that it's time is to go. My thanks to Jimmy Stafford on sound, also to Danny Cullen and to Colly McGurk of Derry. Good Gian Shocked and Sir Hogan, O me, Tom Cormack, Slán agus Bannock.